Lost Radio is a former WALF 89.7 FM college program by Lucas Wilson, David Halstead, Barron Spadaro, and Chris Henretti. Enjoy.
This is not going to go well, guys.
This is a little different.
There are pigs flying over buildings.
Oink, 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 oink.
You know what? Man. I think I saw it Salvador Dali.
Oh, man.
You're not
guys,
making any sense, Gustavo.
We are
in place.
We have traversed through the record into the space known as the Floyd Hole. Man, I thought there would be more. There's just like, this is really kind of desolate and depressing, isn't it? Well,
yeah.
It's Floyd.
Yeah,
I thought this place would be more entertaining. No, wait a minute. This has to be the work of Cedric Bewart.
You get here. You're asleep.
Well, yeah.
He destroys everything he touches it. I mean, he turned the works of Shakespeare into camp.
Who hasn't?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I'm never going to the theater with you again.
So the 3D was really looked like it was coming at me, all right?
It was the theater. It's not 3D. I mean, it is 3D. It's not a movie.
Did he have those glasses on?
Yes,
those
I don't know why.
They were giant blue people.
Wow, you guys really have been doing a lot since the... How long have we been here?
Culture.
Why is it cold?
98 hours and 79.3 hours.
That's a bit precise, but that is really precise. Where did you come up with that number?
I looked on the back of my hand.
We can't believe in his numbers anymore. Not that we ever could.
Times have stopped. Times, yes. Times have stopped. All times. Extra dimensional times.
Why did the lights go out in here?
I don't know, but everything feels dead inside to me here.
The lunatic is on the grass. The lunatic is on the grass.
What grass?
You smoking it?
Yes.
No, the lunatic he's talking about.
What? You got a problem? We're in a Floyd hole, guys.
No.
Join the
guys,
the program.
This is not the time to be
stoned.
Yes. We are trying to look for
That's
an
bull.
Evil man. Hey,
this
hey,
is always
no,
time to be stoned.
No, this is no time. We're trying to find an evil man who didn't seem so evil to me before because he just talked about his boring life. But now he turned out to be evil, so now we need to get him, and apparently you guys would kill him. Although I think maybe we should just give him a slap on the wrist.
He destroyed an entire planet, man.
Well, it really was Walter that, you know, created the extinction of the race.
Ned, what happens here?
Ned, bring Gustavo out here. We need crazy violence.
You're Ned.
You're Ned.
I'm Ned.
He's Gus.
Anything can happen. In the Floyd.
You bet again.
Oh, this isn't outer space.
Yeah, and this isn't outer space anymore, is it?
No.
Yeah.
It's a Floyd hole.
How'd we get in it?
I don't know.
We traveled through. We took the acid. We traveled through the record.
It was acid?
It was something.
Well.
It was me by Henry Kissinger. How'd you get a robot with Henry Kissinger?
My fault.
Oh.
Henry Kissinger was always a robot.
Was he?
Yeah.
Explains a lot.
I know, right?
It explains plenty.
Definitely explains why he was friends with Nixon.
I thought there was a French guy in there.
Leave me out of this!
Why is it wrong that he destroyed Zaptar again?
It was more the principle of the thing.
Because Ned decided that the Zaptarians were his best friends.
We created a peaceful utopia on that planet. A world of free love and creativity and...
They made a global hippie commune.
We realized the hippie dream. I'm glad it was destroyed.
So you needed an alien...
Screw you, Nixon!
It self-imploded because, let's face it, hippies can't control themselves. Just look at Ned here.
Oh, man. Well, they were easily persuaded. All it took was Cedric Bewart to show up with a few films from the 1980s, turn the whole place into a war zone.
I had a mullet once.
Like the futuristic, 80s futuristic war zone thing.
What?
It's like Rambo and Terminator.
I think it was my childhood days. I don't know. I was past.
I think I saw an alien there, you know?
Why would anyone ever wear
in a predator?
Friggin' nappy mask.
But they were already aliens.
It gave people an excuse to make fun of me. They're
no, I mean
me
the alien. You know, from the movie. The big cockroach thing.
You know what? I saw a cockroach once.
You know, the very Freudian alien.
I stepped on it, and then it went squish. And then I felt bad. So I had a giant cockroach funeral. Invited its whole family. It was glorious.
Well, I don't know about you people, but I don't want to stay here any longer than I have to. So I'm going to go find someone to figure out what we need to do. I'll be back.
Yeah, We gotta find someone that lives here. Who would live in a Floyd hole, though? You know, for a matter of fact, who would go into a Floyd hole?
Who's that guy in the corner strangling cats?
Oh, that's Sid Barrett. Don't worry about him.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I think the only guy that could give us guidance right now is back on our ship as a robot.
Yeah, he seemed to have a real plan, didn't he?
Kissinger?
Whereas we, like, don't.
Kissinger.
You know what? You know what I'm curious
everything.
About? Is how are we continuing this radio show if we're not on the ship anymore?
It's a Floyd hole, and even though not everything is possible, it's happening.
Maybe our bodies are somewhere else, relaying this back, and only our minds have traveled there.
Oh, maybe, wait a minute, I remember, is when, I got Sean Murphy drunk at this one point, and I had him plant microphones up your butts. It was part of an experiment. I wanted to keep tabs on you guys. It must have been hooked into the systems.
That explains the itch.
You guys,
No, that's normal.
Hey guys, there's a
that's
dude down there.
Are you sure?
Preparation H.
There's a guy down there who says he's been wanting us to give us a ride to the last place they saw the dude we're after. I'd like to ask a question. Anyone know why my hand is itchy and burning? Anyone?
I don't know. Someone like to explain why mine are a pair of hooves.
Oh, man.
You're wearing very thick gloves.
Dear God! Fascists!
No.
Where the hell did they come from?
The wall.
All right.
Jeez. Why do I know about this and you don't? You're the hippie.
Well, the wall was a heavy album, man.
The wall was a heavy album.
It weighed 300,000 tons.
We'll go with that.
Like I said, sure. Didn't we tear that down?
Sort of. Where's Nixon?
I can't seem to remember where the cow fits into all this, but
maybe
well.
One song where it's a music video.
Yeah.
Just so you know, your hand feels kind of itchy and burning because it's on fire. Were you a little close to the Wish You Were Here album?
You know, I honestly couldn't tell you. What the hell? Could anyone explain to me why I sound a bit different right now?
Oh, you finally got your normal voice back.
What? Whoa. Normal?
Should you tell him or should I?
What has been going on and why do people all know about this?
Sean, you were never Irish.
What?
We've been playing this horrible joke on you for the entire of, like, I don't know, the last few years. Ever since he came out of the closet, so to speak.
But I'm not, but... What?
I know you're Irish in your heart, but...
I need a drink.
Here's a bar of soap.
And the first thing you saw when you woke up was a bottle of Jameson, so you stuck with it. It's amnesia.
Yeah, man.
Am I still Catholic?
No, you're Protestant.
You were able to hit me hard enough, but maybe that's just faith.
If you need me, I'm going to go look for the guy strangling cats, and I'm going to have him strangle me. I'll be back.
Be careful.
I'll be back.
Oh.
No, he's going to have to come back, and we're going to have to give him a rabies shot as soon as he gets back on the ship if he gets bit.
Oh, look, a dolphin. Can I have it? Or a pet.
Careful. You don't know what dolphins do in the Floyd. I've heard horrible stories.
Hey, guys, I just heard that from the dude back there. He said he could give us a lift.
He
was talking to him a moment ago.
Nixon, stay away from the dolphin.
I want the dolphin.
Has a libido.
I have a fork and a knife, and I want the dolphin.
No.
That's not tuna.
Do you know how good dolphin tastes? So oh, I haven't had
wonderful.
Good dolphin.
That's why it's not allowed to be eaten.
Who cares if we're not on Earth?
Hey.
Good point.
Hey, Sean.
Go ahead.
Sean.
Eat the dolphin.
Sean.
Haven't had good dolphins since the water game.
Okay, you're getting a bit feely there.
Come here, Flipper.
Oh, I love you, man.
Hey, man. Hey, man. I love you guys, man.
Gustavo, you want to go hug you want to hug Nixon because he's going to eat your friend.
Hey, no. You can't eat my friend. That's a dolphin, and his name is Edward.
You guys are all insane. We got a job to do, guys.
What is your problem?
Look, we're on a mission. This isn't no fancy-pantsy, hands-down-your-pantsy.
But guys, seriously...
So you're eating dolphin? This poor, dying dolphin?
But seriously, I have a legitimate question. Who was the fellow you guys were talking with? He looked a lot like me.
Maybe he's your clone.
Wait a minute. That was weird. What's going on here?
I'm asking you people. I don't know.
I don't know either. But
you
I'm
guys,
carrying
you
this
idiots
dolphin
are all standing around.
Shoulder.
I've been tracking this guy, this Cedric Pewart. I'm on his trail.
I got a ride.
Where?
Give me a break.
Which direction has he gone?
He's going north-south.
I'd be Irish.
East-west?
I'd be Irish Catholic, yes.
Were you smacked in the head by that guy strangling the cats over there?
No, but I did look into a funny mirror and it punched me.
It's a really funny mirror. Never mind about this. We'll talk to you about it later.
I gotta go shatter that mirror, but in the mean case, Walter, I was helping. There's a guy with a car. Come on, let's go.
All right, you guys. We gotta get everything together and we gotta go out and get that jerk.
I like beef jerky.
How did you get your gun through the floor?
Check your rations.
No, seriously, how did you get your gun through the flight hole? Mine didn't come with me.
I got plenty of guns here.
Took it from the fascist. Here's one for you. There are actually lasers in here. Check it out. Isn't that cool?
I like the sound effect.
Spacey, man. I love it.
I don't know if I like my gun. It just keeps spewing insults at me.
Now, Pirates headed north. Planes will fly in and drop napalm over there, so we'll force them over this way.
What planes?
It's the Floyd hole. There's planes.
And how do you know which way is north if this place isn't really tangible?
There's three norths I found.
My good
north
sir,
that way,
my
that
good
way,
sir,
and that
north
way.
North is that way, south is that way, and there are no other directions. It's just north and south here.
Geez,
I'm
crazy.
Sorry, my compass just keeps spinning.
How are there two of you?
Who are you?
I'm Sean.
No, what the hell?
I'm Sean.
I'm Gustavo.
Wait a minute, I can't deal with two of these guys.
Nice to meet you, Gustavo. I'm Sean, but I spell it S-E-A-N.
I'm friggin' dead. Why are there two of you?
Why are you dead?
You don't need to know.
What are you doing here?
Well, you seem to be lost. I figured I should do the nice thing and help out.
You're not like me.
Why, you don't help people?
This
not
is creepy.
Without a price.
My bet's on the Catholic.
My he's bet's on that pony I see in the distance.
Pony! We'll ride off into then. The distance.
Yes!
I know jujitsu.
On ponies.
What?
My body is a weapon. I've been clean and sober for 27 years.
What? The other Sean hasn't been clean and sober since he was born.
Hey, I've been clean. Just not the litter. Just not the, the figurative kind.
Right.
Yes, I don't bathe.
Holy crap, there's a panda.
Your form of clean is pouring bourbon and frankincense over yourself, Sean. You're not fooling anyone.
I'm sterile.
That's funny. Urine sterile.
Yes, but I don't drink it.
Fair enough. At least you're that good.
Getting back to the point. Wait, does that mean he does? Never mind. You and I need to talk.
No, we need action.
And reaction.
But my version of talking is action.
Yeah, man, yeah. So then we need to talk.
I'm gonna give you a fair warning. I'm gonna... Oh, my God! Your sucker punched me!
No, I didn't.
I swear I...
Wow, this guy's a dirty fighter.
Man, I tell ya. We gotta stay focused. We gotta fight the enemy. We're just fighting amongst ourselves and with ourselves.
I'm punching you in the jaw. Right in the left side of the jaw.
You know you have a panda head on your head.
Oh, the right!
What? No, that's not mine. That's...
That's what you get for trying
to... Holy crap! There's a giant panda standing behind me.
I am the great panda!
I swear, I'm not gonna get you in a headlock and kill you.
I believe you.
Maybe you should mediate what's going on here, giant panda.
Nope, looks like one is dead. Problem solved.
And that's what we do to heathens back where I'm from.
What are you doing here?
Heathen!
Why are you a giant panda? Don't hit the panda until you know why the heck he's here.
I take on the forms of your worst fears and your greatest love.
Right, hit him!
Panda! Speak louder, we can't hear you.
Really?
Oh, that sounded better.
Alright, first of all, there is no first of all. Second of all,
wouldn't that be the first of all?
You guys have to get out of here.
No, it wouldn't.
Why?
What? Why?
Why are we leaving? Why not you? Why am I speaking like this? I'm not arguing with you. I'm just gonna find that Santric Pure screw off, and I'm gonna deal with him. Why am I gonna deal with him? Walter!
Intruders to this room.
Walter's off getting
your
some,
Your presence is unhealthy.
You know, your voice sounds like you're stuck inside a cardboard box.
Many have said so. Many have died.
But
everyone
Gustavo
dies.
Doesn't die. He only lives more.
What are you gonna do to me? Kill me?
Anything is possible.
Fair enough.
I hate that phrase. Oh my God, when I go back, I'm going to hurt Ziggy.
Giant
Where is Splinter back?
He's the new reactor.
Oh yeah, that's right. We shoved him in.
Oh,
wait, that was me.
My old friend in years. How is
I
he?
Think Walter helped out with it.
Powering our ship.
You treacherous fool.
Hey, Panda.
Lore.
Try yelling.
You distract
really?
Him. I'll get him from behind. We'll keep going. We'll find Walter. And we'll leave.
Fair enough. Hey, Panda.
Yes?
I don't agree with you. I don't agree with your race. I can't respect any group of animals that wouldn't screw to save their own species.
Hey, have you seen my species?
I have seen plenty of your species.
Sean, I'm pretty sure that's not gonna work.
It's not working, he's not feeling it.
And let me tell you, they're all sloths.
None of you can hurt me.
They won't even have sex!
You're a figment of my imagination.
I'm a figment of Gustavo's imagination.
All the pandas left on Earth are like tools, but...
It is a waste of time.
Exactly! Like,
you're dead.
There's
it doesn't matter.
There's too much bamboo to chew. Too much time to sit.
Good
so
thing that bamboo's dying out.
And being loved by little Japanese girls.
Japanese girls love everything.
Especially pandas.
We're getting a bit off topic. We need to find Walter soon.
An octopi.
Yeah, where did Walter go?
I can blend into the surroundings.
Walter! Thank God you're here! Shoot this panda! He'll taste good!
Bullets are yummy. They are like little gummies to me.
I agree. I ate somebody's gun once, and then I ate him.
Well, these are lasers and napalm.
Oh my. It burns. It burns.
There's something about seeing a giant panda on fire that just...
Walter, you might regret this. It might come back to haunt you.
It makes me feel good. Let's kill off an endangered species together, shall we?
We already did.
Oh, God.
Remember we killed a... Ned killed a planet off?
Ned, why weren't you... Why didn't you invite us when you were killing off the Zamptarians?
I'm flying! Look! I sprouted wings and I am flying, guys!
He just doesn't want to answer the question.
He's being absorbed into the hole!
Wait a minute.
This place is beautiful!
It's like Zeppelin.
Hang on a second. I got the syringe. I'll get Nixon out!
And I'm naked!
Don't fly too close to the sun there, Ned.
Ow.
Ow.
I think we need to recover
here. I flew too high, guys. Flew too high and
always
I fell.
Do.
Guys, the dolphin on my shoulder is telling me we need to go that direction.
More dolphin.
before we discuss this.
Yeah, it's on my shoulder. I just
we need to keep
it.
Going before
they have regenerating dolphins in this place.
You know what that means? It means you can keep eating them and they'll never die.
No, don't eat, Walter. I mean, Edward.
Edward?
Yeah,
Edward.
And the dolphin's name is Edward. He told me so.
Tasty little Edward.
Hey, no. Nixon, get away before I punch you in neck.
Oh, man.
Passed out Lair for a little while. Dolphin, come here. Yeah, that solves that problem. I hate those annoying clicks.
You killed Edward?
I'm a changed man. This place... I've been through some
things. Is it sad that I'm not being as irrationally violent as I normally am? And I've committed
suicide. Stop crying, man.
Suicide?
Edward's my best friend.
Listen, I'm your best friend, your mother, and your father in this place.
They tried to kill us.
Follow me, we got a job to do.
And we got a phone.
Through the bush.
There's
that Nixon, that's Walter. They sound the...
I can't tell the difference. They sound a little bit alike. Get your persona straight.
Oh, I finally found a shotgun I could use.
Oh,
I got a kitten.
He's actually got a cat. How did that happen?
Watch this. Mew, 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 mew.
I think that cat's gonna kill him.
What just happened?
I think the cat just went to warp speed.
Through his gut?
I don't know anymore. I don't know anymore.
It's like Nom.
Guys, I think I need
don't
some
even
help.
Say that, man.
Change ghost. Walter, have you seen...
When I was there, all I could think about was being back here. Now that I'm here, all I can think about is being back there.
I gotta...
Void hole?
I don't know, but I need to stop drinking. It's making me too paranoid, itchy, and weird.
I think I need to stop stealing cookies from the cookie jar.
Walter, you got any of the good stuff on you?
Stars are out tonight, men.
Oh, God, they've all lost it.
Guys, I think it's time for me to say a few words about being words.
Can you hold a shotgun, ghost?
There was a few people back in the worlds of the old who would just stick together and go places. And then they'd get there and get stuff done. I would like to think of ourselves as those people.
Do you really want to end up like me?
But we're not.
At eternity of sobriety.
We actually kind of suck.
Do it.
You get beaten up by Catholics a lot.
Oh, I'm going to heaven. I don't need to
life
worry
sucks,
about that.
Then you die.
Oh, you know, sometimes life is... up, and then you get a receipt, and you take a right-hand corner.
Our luck.
We've been abandoned by our home planet, and we're lost in a surrealist nightmare.
Have we made any progress? Like, have we taken one step in any direction?
We've met a few guys with gritty voices. I'm possessed by one.
You guys are in a conundrum, eh?
Yeah.
Huh? What?
You guys are in a conundrum, eh?
One moment. I'll be right back.
Oh, you guys look like you're having a problem, so I think it's about time I show you the way out of here.
Why are we getting
Who
out?
Are you?
We need to find Satchik Peward. We can't just leave.
Oh yeah, I'm here about that man.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm George.
You're dead, George, now.
I don't know if you can affect
him. Not really, but this is about the man you're trying to go after here. His name was Satchik Peward, right?
Yeah.
I couldn't have missed. He's standing 10 feet away. I couldn't have missed.
You fire in a perfect circle there, pal. But anyway, this creature you're looking for, he can't...
Who are you, Samuel Jackson in Pulp Fiction?
The man you're looking for is about 10 miles that way.
I'm on it!
Guys,
I didn't
well, there he goes.
Just put Sid Barrett on a leash. He'll sniff out Satchik Peward for us. Come on. Hey, Wallboy. Here. Have another roofie. Let's go. Wallboy. Whoa. He's not on the scent.
All right.
Sid.
Let's get him.
Pull back. Pull back, boy. We're going to get him. Just pull back. Okay, you crazy rocker. Just pull back. Here, take another Quaalude.
I got this.
Oh, hey, you dropped one.
You killed said parent!
You can't kill that man. He's just passed out for now.
Why did you do that? We need to go find Peward.
Well, for one thing, I was getting tired of him howling. It's just, after a while, it really gets to you. He doesn't sound like... He's a human being looking thing, but he sounds like a freaking bang wolf.
Kind of like a carrot made of strawberries.
Well, at least
there you are! My disembodied head has returned to extract vengeance on you!
Jesus, someone light that head on fire!
No.
What is with this panda head?
Go after you. The crazy veteran did.
Sacred place.
What sacred place? Don't you know that Satchik Peward will turn into a cheek parody?
He already has.
Then why do you care?
Why is it still sacred?
And why doesn't it look all parody-like?
I have no answer. Just don't eat the jellyfish.
Sure,
what,
not a problem.
What jellyfish?
If you're looking to exact vengeance
for... The jellyfish are wicked, vile creatures.
I haven't come across any. Are they like... There's no, like, ocean or anything around, as far as I can tell. Keep banging your head against things,
forces.
I see.
I hear one of these vile creatures has possessed Tiger Woods.
Well, that explains a lot.
Really, now. In any case, if you're looking for vengeance, the guy is not here right now. Go spend your disembodied head somewhere else.
Oh, screw this. Demon dude!
What?
Light this head on fire!
Why would I want to do that?
Because he annoys me.
You're a bowl of spaghetti.
Ah!
You're a stupid demon.
And you're on fire, panda.
Oh!
Yes!
Burn! The burning! I will self-explode to destroy... Committing suicide.
I think what you're looking for is Simpuko.
Simpuko! Kaboom!
Simpuka?
I thought it was Simpuku. I don't remember.
Sepulchre.
Sure, let's go with that.
That was weird, man.
That panda just kind of imploded.
Well, at least it was lit on fire.
Did impromptu implode?
Oh, cool. There's a major record collection here. Look at them all. Oh, my God.
Wow, original. Original records back when they were first printed.
Ah, sweet
this
vinyl.
This one's made of human skin.
Oh, that's a Slayer album.
Okay.
Explains a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah. Hardcore, man.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
My core is pretty hard.
Ooh, Days of Future Past. Creepy. Say, if you stare into the album cover long enough, you'll see the face of Mog.
Who's Mog?
It's kind of like God, only marijuana God. Mog.
I don't care. All I care about is my kitten. Kitten.
Meow. Meow. Oh, yeah.
Shut up, Ned.
Meow.
What'd I do?
I don't know, but... I think maybe it's time to, you know what?
Hey, look,
you know what? You know what's
Jameson.
Interesting? You know what's interesting? That we happen to be transmitting our channel on WALF, Alfred Radio 89.7 FM.
Oh, God, it's malt liquor!
What does that mean?
It means it's a cheap parody.
Is this some
of
kind
of
Egyptian code?
I'm trying to hint, hint, wink, wink. Yes.
Nudge, nudge?
Say no more.
Yes.
Punch, punch!
There's a note here.
What?
There's a note here. I found a note.
What does the note say?
It says...
Real quick, don't read it! It might explode!
Read it!
Yeah, let's blow up everything. It's not
oh,
like I'm
come
die.
On. Inspector Gadget. That was a cartoon, man.
It's a dumb cartoon.
It was
yeah,
the realest cartoon in the Hollywood ways of the F and no.
Why is there a trail of garrote wire string leading up to the note then? Why is it on fire?
A newt? There's a newt?
Note. I have an action. Words come out funny.
A note. But that note's over there.
Yeah, note.
And the note you're pointing to is over there. So there's two notes, and one note's wired, and that note not.
All right, let's see. This note says, walk 5 paces to find another note.
Gus was right. It did blow up.
How many paces is five?
3, 4, 6. No, 5.
Ah, here's another note. Wait a minute. It's under this big brick. Ah, there we go. What's this one say? John, you read it?
No, I'm inebriated, but I'll take a look at it.
Give me that.
It says, I'm not here.
I'll just give it to Gustavo.
You sure about that?
Let's see. It is a $20 coupon, free pancakes.
Give me that, Gustavo.
Oh, wait a minute. It's backwards. He wrote it on the back of a coupon. It says, I'm not behind you, but there is another note.
Oh, cool. Check it out. And this note says, haha, I've got you to read another note. The final note will be in your shoe.
Whose shoe? Your shoe?
Everyone check your shoe.
How did I end up in my shoe? I don't even wear shoes. I'm ethereal.
Here, give me that. All right. It says, sorry, guys. I'm not in the Floyd hole anymore. It was a fun place, but it was already enough of a parody. There wasn't much I could do. I've gone, but my master plan is underway. I've gone to planet Fresno.
Fresno is a planet? I thought it was in California.
Holy crap.
Wait a minute.
There's more. P.S. Look out for Arnold Schwarzenegger. What's that even mean?
Get to the chopper!
Oh no! I can't believe it, but I need to get back to my house because I don't know where I am.
Why
did I even do kindergarten cop? Where did this accent come from? I have no idea.
Come with me if you want to live.
There's a whole army of these guys.
I need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle.
I don't have a motorcycle!
What is this with the 80s? I just don't understand.
Get in the Hummer.
I didn't even know that was so fashion.
I could have sworn that man had his hair at a 90-degree angle.
California.
Get out of here, you goddamn Austrian oak.
They're taking off in Hummers. They're cresting the hill.
Oh, dear God.
They're running over the fascists.
What force on earth could stop them? Wait a minute. In the other direction. Cresting the other hill. They come up on the state side.
What?
It's a whole army of British... Old British women?
Hello, my lovely. How are you doing? How are you, daddy? Naughty boy, get out of that hole right now. I don't want to deal with you anymore.
You crazy Austrian.
Get home to your mother.
Your accent doesn't even sound particularly Austrian. It just sounds particularly weird.
Of course she does. I always do this. I don't know what these women want.
Over here.
What do they want from
me? Over here.
Take this, evil woman! I can't figure out my own life. I am in a paranoia hole. Ah, pepper spray, that does not work. Ah, being beaten to death by British women.
I
can't pepper spray
for breakfast. Figured out, yes!
Very lovely.
Get out of here before this gets any work.
Oh, my. Now I've beaten these little lads. I've made them all behave themselves.
I've got to get back home.
We gotta go for it before we turn into British ladies.
We gotta get out of here. How do you get out of a Floyd hole, anyways?
I think you take a step backwards and then,
wait a minute. A strange rabbit just came up to me and handed me this note. It says, eat this note.
Oh, there must be drugs in that note. You don't want to take drugs.
Oh,
come,
no.
Give that to me, darling.
You don't want to be turning into one of these crazy boys.
Listen to your mother!
He's gone.
You're staying here with us.
I am?
One of us. You're one of us. You're one of us. One of us.
Am I the only one left?
One of us. One of us. One of us. One of us.
It's a rock.
One of us.
With a face on it.
You will wear knitting. You will wear jumpers.
What did you say, rock? You say throw you in the air? Okay.
Don't throw that rock in the air. You rude little brat.
Hey. Who stole my pants?
Thank God we're out of there.
I'm wearing 2 pairs of pants, guys.
That Kissinger robot is just weird.
Hang on, I got a note taped to me. Hang on. Never mind.
What's with the notes?
It's actually written in on the note, so... The notes are the only thing that could get through the flight hole unharmed or damaged in any way. Went to Tahiti. Be back. Tell Nixon I love him. Kissinger.
How did he leave the ship to go to Tahiti?
Robot man.
How are these people knowing how to get to Earth and not us? What is going on?
It's like
it's like it's right there and we just don't see it.
They're all connected with the dominoes, man. That's it. That's all there is to it.
Wouldn't it be weird if this was all like this drug-induced haze and we're really just traveling in a van across the country?
I'm not drug-induced, running into I'm alcohol-induced.
Weird people. And we just think we're out in space.
I don't know.
That'd be weird. I think weird stuff all the time, but we're definitely out in space, man. That's one thing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're out in space. Although, I don't know how you're 26, because that means that 27, so 15 years ago, you were a teenager.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
What the heck?
No, he was like 7, man. Or 12.
Maybe I snuck on board. Or, you know what, I'm also plastered quite a bit off, and I've got my birthday.
Or, yeah, cabin boy, were you snuck on by a guy with one leg?
Here, read the dog tag. What does the date say on it?
Org. That's what it says.
It looks like it's been filed off, man. It says, 13-5, and then the last number was filed off. I don't know how you're... What's the 13th month? This is British.
No, it's weird. The day is the first one and the month is the second one. That's how they do it where I'm from.
Oh.
That's how they do it in the whole rest of the
world.
You
were born in May 5th. 13th.
Because we're American.
God knows
we have to do
what
it our
year.
Own way.
Oi, howdy.
How was our 13th month?
There is no 13th month.
There isn't.
Hey, wait a minute, guys.
Taco?
Something missing?
I don't smell bourbon. And that rank stench of lighter fluid is gone?
Where's.
Walter!
Walter?
We left him in the Floyd hole.
Did we?
I'm so sorry.
Are you sure that's possible? Because I was the last one left, and I was sitting there with those old ladies.
But he ran off.
And the
Who
dead.
Knows where he went?
That's one less person I can shove into the frame to avoid actual conflict.
Speaking of conflict, I've got to go check on our reactor. I'll be back. Where's my reactor?
Huh?
Man,
what?
What are we going to do about Walter? I mean, I ain't going back in for him.
Just leave him.
What if we put a note on the record album?
All right. Walter, got off Floyd Hole. Stay cool. Ned and gang, chill. There. Send him a little note.
So eloquent. You could be a poet one day, you know that?
I could write those hiccups.
What?
You know those hiccups, those short little things, Japanese things.
In the fortune cookie?
Sure, fortune cookie.
Oh, you're talking about a haiku.
Yeah, hiccup.
Quit complaining. Hold still, it's less painful. Oh, wait, the intercom's on.
What the heck?
That was a little creepy. Sean!
Wait a minute. You guys said you were
Be
using Ziggy as fuel to fuel the ship?
Well, I guess Walter and Sean threw him in there.
Oh, let's just be frank. We shoved him in there because
he
snorted all the uranium and plutonium. He thought it was a space drug.
Gustavo did give them
a speech. Though, man.
Yeah? Well, when you can find some plutonium or uranium, you can release him. But for now, he's our reactor.
Well, I can't argue with
really
that.
Offered. He's biting now. Didn't get me, but he's trying to bite.
Savage glitter bag.
You know what?
Bring
this
some
room
plutonium
needs.
With me back from Zaptar, but maybe later.
No, you didn't bring any plutonium.
Maybe
you
later.
You never found anything. I'm happy with this new fuel source.
Hey. Plutonium, I need that to run my coffee machine.
Good, we need coffee. Do that.
All right, stick it.
That better be good coffee.
I'm not drinking it.
Plutonium-filtered coffee, oh yeah.
You bet ya, man. Sometimes you'll be able to taste the irradiation.
I've been sober long enough, Doc. I don't know why I was even thinking this, because you can't drink it anyway, never mind.
I've discovered walnuts.
You drink your coffee, you goddarn Agent Orange baby. You get drunk. I'm sure there's a bottle somewhere on the ship. I don't know how you keep a stock.
Woo, Jameson!
And you?
Yes?
You just be the captain. I'm gonna go work on some project.
So, what were we doing again? All right, he is at...
There are shiny objects in this room. What does that one do?
Don't touch that, man. That's
like a medical button
thingy.
What?
My bad.
I should launch my capsule out. I'm stuck out here.
We'll reel him back in later.
What?
We're going to reel him back in later, you know?
I'm going to go.
Supposed to do something or...
I think I was going to go mow the lawn.
I'm going to read comic
Getting kinda
books.
Getting kind of long.
Yeah. The grass is really growing. Hey, wait a minute. Don't mow that grass. We need that grass.
No, we don't.
You don't want...
there, I remember this one place. Look, it's hard to get grass out in space. There was this one planet I went to get some grass, and this guy in a hockey mask and a machete jumped out at me.
Why?
I didn't know what to do. Got the heck out of there. Never go back to Planet 13. They are protective of their stuff on that planet, I tell you. Mutants in hockey masks. Machetes protect the stash. What's Spider-Man doing this week?
Pretty.
We have to drag this on for another 15 minutes.
Let's
I
just
say
a lot.
Minutes. You guys are funny.
There really isn't anything left to do. I mean, it's pretty boring out here in space.
Hey, Ned.
I didn't hear that.
I'm behind you, Ned.
It's not happening.
I don't hear you.
La la la.
I'm on your shoulder.
No,
Ned.
There is no raccoon.
Hey, Ned.
No.
I've heard you've been getting some notes lately.
Oh.
Did you get the note I sent you about coming to my room?
No.
You know what, Ned?
I watched Pi. I will take pills and put a drill to my head to get rid of you. You creepy little woodland creature who's trying to seduce me.
I'm not inside your head.
Yes, you are. You're not real.
Oh, I'm real. I'm as real can be. And I'm gonna touch you on the head. You like that? A nice head massage. The scalp getting all loose.
Sean, give me the hardest thing you got.
Okay,
no, just keep your pants on. I mean, drink.
He's not gonna help you now, Ned. No one's gonna help you now.
Gustavo, do you see this thing?
No. Wait, what? See what thing?
The raccoon on the control deck.
No, I don't see a raccoon, but I see one on my monitor because I'm looking at Raccoon Monthly online.
Yeah, he doesn't see me. You know why, Ned? Because I don't like him seeing. I only like you seeing me. And you know how I like you to see me.
Make it go away. Make it go away.
I'll never go away. I'll be by your side.
The pills. Bye-bye. You're going away now. Bye. I'm going to listen to music on the navigation controls. I'm going to steer us back to Fresno. Yes. Fresno. We have to go to Fresno.
Yeah, we do. Do you know how to set
coordinates? He's choking on pretzel! There.
Do you know how to...
Man,
set...
I'm sick of leaders choking on pretzels.
Do you know how to set the coordinates for Fresno, the planet?
Yeah, it's this button here that says set, go to Fresno.
Are you sure it's not going to take us to the town, city, place?
Who knows where we'll end up. It's a weird world, man.
What if we end up in a sun, just like... Who?
Hey, demon.
What?
Do you know how to kill a raccoon?
Yes.
Here, we need to pass a few notes back and forth.
What kind of notes?
The raccoon killing kind.
What do you want to know?
Oh, my head, Doc!
This seductive little raccoon.
Doc, I need painkillers.
I'm sure you know it's there.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't lie to me, demon. Don't mess with me like that. You know that raccoon is there. I bet you put it there, man. You are responsible for the raccoon. Cartoon raccoon. My mother, maybe?
What?
No, she's sadistic enough.
I'm not a jack. I've been drinking Jameson and it's up to 20.
If I ever get my hands on that raccoon.
So about...
Wait a minute. You've been seeing raccoons?
Oh.
About the painkiller.
No one's flushed the toilet in a week, guys. Seriously.
Toilet?
I have my private one.
Toilet.
What was the last one to use it?
You?
I'm dead. I don't...
Exactly.
I got a private one in the back. Oh, I just try to keep my painkillers. Defuscate?
There's no defuscation from a ghost.
I just don't do that. It's kind of impossible.
I think it was the Irishman. Should we wake him up?
No, he went off to get his painkillers.
Well, I was feeling comfortable for a minute, but I think I better put some pants on now.
Why weren't you wearing pants?
I don't know.
Oh, wait, yeah, I forgot I got your pants on me.
Yeah. I don't want them back right now. I got another pair.
They're over my.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just gonna go to my room. All right.
Why did he? Is he offended by my pants then?
Yes. He hates you. Don't you know that?
No. Ned's my best friend.
He secretly wants your job as captain.
No.
He wants you to be the navigator.
He wouldn't want that. Ned's my best friend.
But I won't act against you until Santric Purit is done. You know why?
Why are you putting these ideas?
You know why?
Why?
Because it's fun to put ideas in his head, silly.
Oh, fair. He's out to get you.
You need Cedric Pure out of the way so there's no one to dispute that he will be the captain.
I can't believe that. Why would Ned want to be captain? He's a terrible captain.
That's exactly why he's doing it. You can't believe it.
Because he's a crazed hippie. Don't you know the dangers of LSD and marijuana?
Hippies can't be captains. Only captains can be captains.
Hold the thought. What do I get?
Tell that to Jerry Brown.
What are you doing for me if I go along with this farce for a while?
More painkillers.
Fair enough. He's out to get you. Gustavo can tell you the details, so just
listen to Gustavo.
Okay. Everybody likes listening to me. I have the most soothing voice that everybody just follows my orders and they don't even question them.
And
because I'm
knows.
Gustavo, and that's what I say because when I did it, it was over there and I ran from here and went home and I talked to my mother and she said I'm a very good boy.
And as everyone knows, Ned wants your job, Gustavo. I mean, you just put up with him because there's no other choice.
Huh?
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Oh, what is going on here? We're all the frog legs.
Somebody launch that Frenchman out of an airlock.
You can't do that to me, I'm French, no.
Where did we get a Frenchman on board?
You don't remember. I came for the frog legs, but the giant froggy hop away. C'est la vie.
You're not even French, you're from Quebec.
Where's my French fries?
Darn you.
I know
French
your
fries aren't French, you silly American.
I'm not an American. I'm an American.
I'm an American. He's Irish.
And I'm French, and I'm stealing pounds.
Are you sure you want ours? Think about that for a minute.
Do you know how hard it is to get good pants in France?
Yeah, you know how hard it is to get good pants on a ship?
Why would you complain? More, you're
you know what? French, I do what I want.
Technically, don't wear pants. Your pants are just a mental...
Yeah, I know.
You bring it up on your own. It's your image.
Don't bring it up. It's kind of sensitive.
In any case...
By the way, do you have any cigarettes? I'm kind of running out, you know?
They're back in room called D7. It's down the hall on the left.
It's the one that looks like it's been painted by an extraterrestrial, like, Sistine Chapel.
Aha, I love art, but, you know, what can you do with a degree like that? I be off now.
You can become a captain of a ship, like me.
Just tell me now, did I ever get drunk and fix the door?
Yes.
Damn, fix the door.
It's all right, push the button, Max.
I'm in the void of space, but I'm still smoking. No, I'm French. I do what I want. Yeah.
Did he float away?
I'm free. I'm there he goes. Disabling the inside of that door.
Thank God.
And he's still talking, but he's gone.
Oh, he's doing obscene gestures now.
Yeah. Well.
Hey, can we suck him into the intake exhaust?
We could try. Screw it. Just suck the Frenchman into it. Maybe he'll turn into a blender.
This is gonna be fun.
What are we taking?
I saw this on a TV show once.
Kissinger, why did you leave me?
Oh, God.
He's gone, Nixon.
Yeah, he left a note. Oh, hey, look, another note. It says... Oh, wait, no, this is just a coupon. Never mind.
Give me that. He will be back.
Oh, yeah, he said in the other note that he loves you.
We're out of syringes, aren't we?
He doesn't have to say it.
I don't know.
Actions speak louder than
I'll
words.
Go with you.
I have to go put on my makeup now.
Thank God there was one syringe left, and it's only full of this kind of brownish sludge, so I've kind of been saving it for a special occasion.
There's only one left.
What could possibly
so
be done with brown sludge?
We can't willingly...
You'd be surprised what can go into Nixon's veins.
But it's also Ned's!
Ned's body can handle it. He's handled other stuff, trust me.
I will, I haven't been here as long.
Ned, can I talk to you?
As soon as... Could you tell me why I'm wearing lipstick?
Well...
Why
you
is the banana hammock?
Talk to your better half.
And the nipple clamps. Nixon.
Ned, I need
I have a hard time expressing myself. Troubled childhood, perhaps.
Screw it! Here's the brown sludge.
Oh. Dude, what did you give me?
I don't know, but I think you can handle it, telling by the tread marks I've seen on your arm since the last time I met you.
Okay. Why am I turning orange?
I don't know. I got rid of Nixon. It was kind of a bad batch.
I have a third arm.
It was a really bad batch.
God, I gotta tape this.
I'm hearing things. There are ears all over my head.
It's right on the tip of my tongue. I can't even think of what it is.
I'm growing another face on my neck.
Oh yeah, that was the Chernobyl batch. That's right. Is that plutonium uranium coffee ready yet? I think he needs a cup.
Here you go, buddy.
Coffee.
This is making me really thirsty.
Yeah.
I need a
You'd be amazed at the
things I can put together for a man in desperate need of a drink.
Ned, can I talk to you?
Which one?
The Ned.
How about this Ned?
No.
How about this Ned?
Well, the Ned that wasn't mutated before.
Give it a swig.
What?
My best friend, Ned.
I'm trying to stay together, man, but...
That person isn't staying together. That person hasn't been together since he was friggin' 13 and discovered marijuana.
I will kick you with my crab leg foot.
Oh my god.
Wait, what's going on?
This
Why
is
Lord going crazy?
I got him drunk. It's awesome.
How?
I made the alcohol for...
Ectoplasmic alcohol, huh?
Oh my god. So has he gotten to the part where the captain's accused him of trying to take over the ship? This will be a funny as hell. Oh my god.
You know,
Ned, seeing as how I'm an orange mutant now.
You're Ned.
I can't
you
take over.
You are
the ship.
Ned. I am Gus. You, Ned, me, Gus.
I was talking to myself.
You, Ned. Oh, okay.
Gus?
Ned? Yeah, Ned. Ned? Yeah, Ned. Good night, Ned. Good night, Ned. Good night, Ned.
We really gotta work on your training as a drone.
Gus.
I don't
yes.
do it often.
I think I'm the only one left awake. I'm not sure which one I am, though.
Can I talk to you?
Sure. Go ahead. Shoot.
Are you trying to steal my job?
Yes.
What?
Why wouldn't I? You're the captain. You get all the women.
What women have I had?
Oh, there were those two green ones.
Dear Lord, he does not remember.
What two green ones? They were Walters.
Yeah. And
you weren't even here for that. You were gone.
Man, I could slap you like Shiva right now. All these arms.
I wouldn't recommend it. It's his first time in a long time being like this. And I feel he deserves a little... Oh, what the hell, go for it.
When I go into the strip bar on Jupiter and they see Navigator, they're not impressed. But when they see Captain, they all just kind of flock right to me.
Because they expect
you mean
to
you?
Be
Have loved. You been wearing my clothes again?
You gotta realize, though, they see Engineer and they run the other way.
Well, that's really the thing. I'm not trying to take your job, just your name and borrow it for a few minutes.
Why would you do
so
that?
So I can get some action.
Well, maybe if you had gone to the same schooling I did, you could have become a spaceship captain. But no, you became the Navigator. Ned the Navigator. And that's how
it's
you're supposed
nice
to be.
It's got a nice ring
to
it.
That's how you're supposed
I
to
like,
be.
It rhymes.
Well, I guess it's time for us to...
Ned, by the way...
Call
Ned,
it a space day.
Ned, we're traveling into another dimension.
If you need help with your other ears, I can
Twilight
give you a hand.
Zone. This horrible little place called Fresno. Fresno. It's worse than that.
You've been listening to Lost Radio. Now shut the hell up, get out of your house, and tell people we're still alive.
WALF, Alfred Radio, 89.7 FM.
It's a madhouse! A madhouse!
You can find more Lost Radio and Psycho Gently Fish productions at psychogentlyfish.com.